5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. If you guys want to get at us today, First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. And joining me now, I'm very excited about this guest. It's funny, we had Ed McCaffrey, Coach Ed McCaffrey, on yesterday. Today, we're going to have Lisa McCaffrey on the program, and I've discovered a very interesting podcast, the Your Mom podcast. Lisa does the podcast with Ashley Adamson. Very fascinating stuff. And Lisa, thanks so much for giving us some time today. We really appreciate you.
Oh my gosh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so I was watching your podcast, a clip of it, a couple of days ago, and you were like, hey, Adam Schefter, come on. No more of these trade rumors and updates until we get done with the college season. And then I know you know, assuming, of course, we did get some pretty big news about the one and only Christian McCaffrey.
Wait, what happened? What?
Oh, apparently he's coming to Denver. Is that right?
No way.
Yeah.
I got to go change his sheets and do his laundry.
Traded Russell Wilson. Yeah, straight across. It's amazing. I'm very happy. I might even have him play quarterback.
That's crazy. I had no idea.
So, I mean, how do you handle this? Of course, Christian, he's going to be kind of reunited like Kyle Shanahan. We'll get those guys together. How do you handle this kind of thing? Because you've got so many kids in the football world, of course, nonstop football for you guys. And then you're dealing with all this trade stuff. I mean, it's got to be chaos for you guys.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. The last couple days have been a little crazy. You know, you just the unknown. You're all, you know, insecure. You don't know what's going to happen. And I mean, if you think I feel that way, think about poor Christian Fields. He's out there practicing with a team that's talking about trying to trade him. So he's losing sleep, but he is at peace now, and he's so happy. He's about to touch down in San Jose as we speak. And yeah, new beginnings. He's excited going back to Cali, you know, where it all started. And yeah, he couldn't be happier reunited with Kyle Shanahan. And Ed won a Super Bowl there with Mike as his offensive coordinator in 94. I think it was way back when. And I don't know, just things come full circle. This is absolutely crazy. And Mac, you know, the UNC Bears offensive coordinator, actually played there for a couple of years too. So this is absolutely mayhem. It's crazy for us in a good way. So we're super excited about it. And yeah, but it's finally done. So that's good. Now we're trying to, you know, figure out getting a car out there for him, you know, getting an apartment, all that stuff. So we got a lot on our plate, but at least we know it's finally done and we know where he is. So that's all good.
I love you said it comes full circle, too. Isn't that crazy how this league works, too? I mean, you grow up with these guys. You see him, of course, Ed, as you mentioned, with San Francisco, his connection with the Shanahans for so long. And then Kyle and Christian. I mean, it does. It all comes full circle. And, hey, this is – I'll be really curious to see, too, how Kyle uses Christian. This is going to be, I think, a lot of fun.
I hope so. I mean, I know Kyle absolutely knows what he's doing. And, yeah, I know he's got the perfect offense for him. So we are really excited for the future. So let's go. Yeah, Kyle actually at one point babysat all four of my kids at one time. But let me preempt this. His sister, who is incredibly responsible, is just like an awesome girl. She was in charge. So that's a good thing. Thus, all my kids are still alive today. So
well, and I loved the podcast. My wife is always so we were watching the Broncos Colts game, and my wife was like, "Oh my gosh, Matt Ryan's just being destroyed out there. I just feel so bad for his family, for his parents, you know, watching their you know what they're always gonna be your little boy, right? Watching their little boy just get torn apart out there." And then I stumble upon your podcast. I was like, wow, this is kind of what you know, people like my wife were looking for too. And I love the concept is because I'm thinking about you going through this process. You've got so many guys in football in your family, but you're also like, hey, one of them's about ready to probably change up his entire life with these trade rumors. And so you're kind of talking about how the parents handle that.
Right. Oh yeah. No, we just actually our last podcast that we recorded was with, ironically, Peggy Shanahan, Kyle's mom, who's a good friend of mine, which is, this is incredible. This isn't like some divine intervention. I don't know what is, but Ashley Adamson, who's the co-host, and she's been the Pac-12 head Pac-12 reporter for a decade now, and she's amazing. She was talking about, oh, let's get Christian to the 49ers because she lives out there too. So, you know, she's like, I'm putting it out there. And then lo and behold, a couple days later, he ends up getting traded there. So she's feeling very responsible for this trade, which is really funny. So, yeah, if you want to know what's going to happen in the NFL, tune in to Your Mom. We will let you know. We know what's going on.
So, I was just watching that one, too. She was saying, I'm speaking it into existence. He's going to San Francisco.
Exactly.
Okay, so Lisa, tell me how much you really, like, I don't know how that process is for players getting traded. I know what I read in the reports, and then we talk about it and all that stuff. Yeah. But what is that like? Like, how much do you and Christian, how much do you guys talk about that leading up? Does he have a good sense of it, of where he's going to go? Or is it like, you know, when we tell you, like, what is that process like for you guys?
That, Brady, that's the question of the hour. Let me tell you this. We all knew nothing.
Wow.
I called his agent. So the last Saturday when Adam Schefter broke that story, I was at the UNC Bears game watching my other son, Luke, who plays at Rice, watching his game on my phone, watching the Bears play. And then that broke and my phone blew up. I'm like, what is going on here? I mean, I knew they were potentially thinking about trading him, never thought it would happen for some reason, but whatever, NFL is a crazy business. So I'm walking home and I call his agent, who also doesn't know very much either because he's not in the loop. We were not in the loop at all. We were like looking at Twitter for answers, like who's in the running, who could he potentially go to, because it's all done within the teams themselves. They're all negotiating and they're trying to keep it close to the cuff because they're negotiating against each other. So we didn't know. We heard a strong rumor that it was out of the LA Rams. Supposedly the Bills might have had like a little hand in it, and then the Niners. And to be honest, I was driving to Greeley late last night from Denver, talking to my youngest son, who's a huge Cooper Kupp fan, by the way, which was funny. So we were trying to justify the Rams. We're like, because we thought it was the Rams. We just thought it was. Like, we just didn't think it would be the Niners. And then we got home, and all of a sudden Christian called late night, and I'm like, whoa, this is late for him. And he called and said Niners. And I, to be honest, I was completely in shock. I just, for some reason, thought it was the Rams. And Ed, ironically, had a pair of shorts on that were San Francisco 49ers shorts, very old, mind you, left over from his day, probably a lot of holes in them. So he's like, whoa, he, you know, willed it into existence too. So anyway, yeah, couldn't ask for a better team, better fit, going back to where he went to college, which is so fun.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, no, it ended up working out. But to answer your question, we really didn't know, which is so weird. I know everyone's asking me, and I'm like, I don't know. I wish I knew, but we didn't know. So.
Well, and you and I set this interview up, yesterday or the day before we were talking about it. So yeah. I didn't know if we were going to get some breaking news like this and talk about it. So it kind of worked out perfectly, but really
yeah.
wanted
well,
to.
Well, I will say this. The one little clue that we had something was brewing, Adam actually texted me and said, hey, I just want to give you a heads up. Things are heating up, and I would not get your plane ticket to Carolina this weekend. He did say that.
Wow.
So he saved me $700 because the tickets were going up in price. And then when it didn't happen the first couple of days, I'm like, I was so mad at him. I'm like, do you know how much money he's costing me right now? So now he's like, see, I told you. I'm like, okay, thank you. I owe you dinner.
Well, and again, like I said, watching through the podcast and then just getting that clip of you were kind of, you know, tongue-in-cheek joking about Adam Schefter, please, come on, slow down those reports and those rumors. We got a college season to get through. We got all this to still push through. I mean, your world has to just be absolutely nuts with all these guys. At least you have some of them at McCaffrey's on one team, so that's got to make it a little bit easier, but you're still all over the place.
Yeah, that is accurate. That is a true statement. I am in a lot of airports, yeah, flying a lot of places, so yeah. I know, because I have the three here, which is nice, so I always feel like, okay, they're there to support each other, so I feel, you know, I feel like I should fly out to Houston a lot to support Luke, and then now San Francisco for Christian, so yeah, I do a lot of flying on the weekends, but hey, I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's so fun. I'm so proud of all of them. You know, I got to keep it in perspective. Even those after on those Mondays when sometimes I'm a little depressed and sad, I just got to think, wow, you know, in the grand scheme of things, we're doing okay. So,
when did you? I mean, obviously, Ed's career, we beloved Denver Broncos, should absolutely be in the Ring of Fame. All of that. I was a diehard Ed McCaffrey guy, no question. When did you guys look at your kids and go, yeah, these guys are all going to be playing at the next level, whether that's college, whether that's the NFL, coaching in the college, whatever? Was there a time when you knew, or did you always just kind of say, hey, these guys are going to be football guys, no doubt about it?
Oh my gosh. I know. I never thought that they, I mean, I didn't think about the next level until they completed whatever level they were on, they were in. So Little League, you're like, oh, I hope they can compete in high school. And then they get to high school and, you know, they do pretty well. And they're like, wow, you know, they got scholarships to college. And I'm thinking that's the be all end all. That's amazing. Hey, they don't even set foot on the field. Who cares? That's just a huge, huge coup. And then they ended up thriving. Most of them have thrived in college, and that was good. And then, man, and then they went on in the NFL. And yeah, no, I've really tried to taper it and take each step, one step at a time, and appreciate everything, because you can't look too far ahead in this crazy sports world. That's for sure. You never know what's going to happen. So never know. Hey, and this weekend, did you know it's the 25th anniversary of the Broncos Super Bowl?
Yeah, we were talking to Coach about that yesterday. How cool is that?
I know. I actually Peggy Shanahan just told me that, and so we just realized there's like festivities. I didn't know. I'm like, oh, that's exciting. Okay, let's go.
Oh wow, it's so cool. And again, here for UNC. I mean, we've been the voice of the Bears for so long, and I've been such a diehard Broncos fan and a McCaffrey fan for so long. Coming up to Greeley to go to these camps and stuff, and then to get that announcement a few years ago that hey, he's going to be taking over as the head coach. Just kind of all that mix has been so fun for us to kind of follow along, and we'll see if those Bears can get a win this weekend against UC Davis. But Lisa, tell me a little bit more about this podcast too. How can people find it? And again, just some of the stories you guys are talking about throughout the process.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So Ashley called me up. I was on my way to Greeley one of the first times and said, hey, would you ever be interested? I thought of you. You know, her idea was to interview moms of successful kids, and not even just in sports, but obviously that's where our forte lies or whatever. So most of the moms we get are sports moms, but no, just moms of people that are successful and just learn their journey, what they've gone through, the good, the bad, the ugly. I mean, parenting's messy. It's not always perfect, and it's fun. It's enlightening. Hopefully we can help some moms along the way and realize, hey, you know what? It's okay to make a mistake, and it's okay to mess up here and there. We're human, and it doesn't mean your kids aren't going to fail just because, you know, you messed up one time. But no, we've had some incredible conversations with lots of different moms. And every mom we've had a conversation with, A, has cried at the end of the podcast, because we always have a video or a text or a tweet from their child about how they appreciate their mom, which is just so fun. That's like my favorite part of the whole podcast. Those are the best. And we've become friends with every single mom. We keep in touch with every one of them, because you just get to know them and you fall in love with them. And every one of them is just like the one thing. They're always there for their kid, no matter what, the good, the bad, and ugly. Every one of these moms are there. And that's what I'm starting to learn is the secret. And, you know, you may not do it right or perfect, but they're always there just defending their kid and loving their kid. So that might be the secret sauce. We're trying to figure it out. So
I love it. I'm a big fan of unique podcasts where you just get a unique perspective, a unique take, and this is certainly that. So congratulations to you guys. I hope it continues
Brady,
to roll.
You asked me how to find it too.
Yes.
You can anywhere you get your podcast, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anything, you just go on the podcast and then Google your mom or search your mom. And you'll pop it up. It's like an orange icon thing. And that's how you find it. And it's Bleav Network, BLEAV. You can go on their website and then search your mom as well.
So. I think it's awesome. Right. Great job by you guys. Okay, I told you I was going to. Who's your favorite kid, Lisa? Can you tell us? Do you have one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Gosh, I've got it. Man, that's a really good question. Right now, I'm not mad at anyone. I have to be honest. 1, 2, 3, 4. So there's not really a but. Probably Ed's the least favorite right now, to be honest.
I should have just said, who's the favorite McCaffrey boy at this point? Man. Well, yeah, we love following your family. You guys are kind of, you know, one of those families, Broncos families that we've all grown up and followed and just love what you guys are all doing. And congrats to Christian, too, from us and your podcast and all the success that you guys keep rolling on through. We really love following you guys.
Oh, you're nice, Brady. Thank you. We're all trying, that's for sure. So
let's do this again. I would love to do this again. Talk more about that podcast too when it comes up.
Okay, great. Thank you. Appreciate it. Would love.
Thank you. That's Lisa McCaffrey. She has a podcast with Ashley Adamson, the Your Mom podcast. And that worked out well. Christian McCaffrey has been traded to the San Francisco 49ers. And I honestly, I just caught her podcast the other day on Twitter. Somebody shared it with me. And they were like, Lisa's not loving the Adam Schefter, you know, trade rumors and reports and stuff. And I watched it, and it was funny. You know, she's like, come on, Adam, quit with all these tweets, quit with all that. And how about that? Adam texts her and is like, hey, you might not want to book that plane flight just yet. So very cool. Loved it. Absolutely fantastic. 20 minutes after 12 o'clock, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, let's get to the lunch rush, the top stories trending nationally in the sports world. Also, Football Friday at 1. The picks, everything, monster weekend for the teams we follow here. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, this is the time where we take a look at the top stories trending nationally in the sports world with the lunch rush. After missing all of last season, Kawhi Leonard decided, all right, I'm gonna wait a little bit before I make my anticipated return. For the first time with the team, like as far as a starter, he decided not to start, looking to maximize his limited minutes. He ended up finishing the game as the Clippers beat the Lakers. Once again, Leonard's had 14 points, including a 21-foot jumper with 52 seconds left remaining to help seal the victory. And he was asked about, you know, what that's been like and coming off the bench. He said, hey, it was a long time, and it'll be waiting a little bit longer before I jump back into the starting lineup. But I waited to 82 games last year, so I didn't think 15 minutes would be that long. This story, well, we talked about it. The San Francisco 49ers are sending a second, third, and fourth round pick in 2023 and a fifth round pick in 24 to the Carolina Panthers for Christian McCaffrey, according to Adam Schefter. How do you think this is going to work out? I mean, San Francisco's 3-3. The Panthers were obviously bad, but this is a bigger thing for Christian. Good opportunity for him to be on a decent team that's trying to make a push here. So that gives them another offensive playmaker. And we'll see how good this makes San Francisco going forward. Look at the haul, though. Second, third, and fourth round pick in 2023, along with a fifth rounder for Christian. Carolina's stacking up, loading up the draft picks there. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Another story here. LSU. How about this one? I like this. LSU football coach Brian Kelly ranting against instant replay. He says that instant replay is ruining the game, slowing the game down. 10 out of 10 times the call stands on the field, which I don't think so, unless it's an LSU call, right? Or is it just me? I just don't think they like the guy from up north. I don't know about that stuff. But Brian Kelly talking about it. I've said this for years. Instant replay is silly. If you're going to do it, go all the way in. Don't review. This is reviewable, but that's not reviewable. This is kind of reviewable, but this isn't reviewable. In baseball, even, you can review whether a guy is safe or not. A bunch of different things you can review. But you can't review balls and strikes. Like, that's the thing to review. Although that would take, we would be watching baseball for like 87 hours every single game.
Especially if it was Angel Hernandez.
Yes. But I just think that with everything going forward here with replay, it's getting more complex. We got to take more time, different angles, different camera views, all that and more. And it does. It slows things down. I'm of the mindset you do away with instant replay. Don't even have it. Just that's the call. We move on with our lives. But now we're reviewing everything. We're going to review late hits to the quarterback. That's something big now we're going to be paying attention to. They tried reviewing pass interference, but they decided not to do it. Basketball's reviewing. They have challenges now. you know, one challenge per team or whatever that they get to use. The NBA reviews an out-of-bounds call and all that. But again, it's not like they're reviewing as much. But it's just now you see players like in the NBA, it's all the time. Like, ball's out on them or whatever. They're always looking at the coach, like, review the play, review the play. We're always doing that. And I do think that it is, I don't think it's ruining the game. It's hard to ruin football. It's just, we've talked about it. It's going to take a lot of major things to ruin football. But it's pesky. It's annoying. I'm not a fan of replay. I never have been.
Didn't in the AAFL or whatever that last league to try to take down the NFL, didn't they have some kind of replay official who was upstairs already looking at it? That's what they should do. They should have someone already looking at the play. Not just waste 2 minutes so the head referee can go over and, oh, it's inconclusive, or, yeah, it's totally there. Have someone already there.
I don't disagree. I mean, you have to have, like, it takes, that's the thing, man. It takes forever for a play call to get reviewed. You know, you got the refs sitting there, they're looking in their little screen, or they're just standing there waiting for somebody to give them a call. Like, when it happens, and if it looks like a play that's going to be reviewable, then why don't we have somebody just sitting there ready to go? Because you can tell when a play is going to be reviewed. We at home on our couches are sitting there going, oh, that's close. Right then, you're going to go, that could be reviewed. They have a monitor for every game going on, right? In New York somewhere, there's somebody on the game monitoring that specific game. Why can't they already be going through it?
Even hockey reviews take a long time. I just think it could be done so much quicker. Just have an extra guy upstairs, and if someone on the field gets hurt, that guy upstairs comes down on the field and takes that position. That would make a lot of these games better, because
yeah,
when you have a referee hurt,
they're probably watching it though. Like, they probably are. They just take forever. They have to watch the angle 47 times.
But you already have a guy who's been watching it. You don't have the referee go,
who's to say they,
oh, now I have to run over.
But why aren't they aren't doing that now at all, you don't think? You don't think they're monitoring going, oh, that's probably going to be reviewed. Let's start breaking into this now.
I don't think they're watching.
What else you got to do? That's your job. You're monitoring the game, right?
Yeah, I don't think they're already doing it.
That's
and
silly.
I don't think they have that spare referee. And I've thought for years that they should have that spare referee.
Well,
don't
they have somebody in New York, though, that's sitting down in a chair, not even at the game, who's in a chair watching this specific game, and it's their job to monitor the game for play calls and all that stuff? Isn't that their job? Isn't somebody doing that?
Maybe. I thought the last 2 years they were supposed to.
I don't. That's the NFL, though. They always say, hey, this is going to be the rule change, and then they don't.
And then, like, the first few weeks, that's the rule change, and then they ignore it the rest of the year.
Smitty texted in two texts. One was from our interview with Lisa. Google search your mom may not lead to a podcast, just a hunch. I don't know. You have to Google search your mom podcast. Do that.
Google
one.
Search your mom's house, and that's a completely different podcast. That's a comedy podcast.
Oh, sounds hilarious.
Smitty
says, what you and I find funny is you find stuff way different. Funny that I just don't.
I think you would find it funny.
Nah,
I can send you a link.
No, don't send me a link. Okay, send it to my secretary. I'll give you the number. It's
okay,
like four.
Yeah,
four.
Secretary is Micah.
The number is four. Just send it to that number and see what happens. Smitty says 30-second review limit. If it's not obvious in 30 seconds, play stands is called. Move on. Agree. It's my Hall of Fame argument, Michael. You know my Hall of Fame argument. It's famous. Everybody's starting to finally get it. If it's not obvious, it's a no. If I ask you, is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? You hesitated, so no.
Yeah.
He's not a Hall of Famer. So that's how, what you just did there is how the review should go.
That's what the guy upstairs could
was
do.
Was that a catch? Then no. Or whatever the call was.
The guy upstairs can look at several different camera angles before a review is called, and he can go, yeah, not obvious. So by the time the referee goes to that pad brought to you by Microsoft, he can go, yeah, you don't need to watch this. I'm not seeing anything. it should take no more than.
I thought we were supposed. Who's the sky judge? Weren't we supposed to have the sky judge?
Isn't that what that is?
Isn't that what they're supposed to do?
Remember, I think that was a drone.
Remember last year, they're like, we are introducing the sky judge to the NFL. And I just pictured, is it Star Wars when they are in their council meetings or whatever? Is it Star Wars where they like float around on those little desk things and that giant tower deal? Is that Star Wars or am I thinking something else?
I think you're thinking something else.
I think it's Star Wars. And they're all like in the things and they're talking.
Oh, you're talking about the Senate meetings.
Yeah, the Senate meetings. That's what I think of when I hear Sky Judge, that there's a dude floating around on one of those things that they're on, and he's just like floating over the game. I am the Sky Judge. Pass interference. You know, but they don't do that.
I think they should actually have somebody in a booth
in the sky.
Upstairs, and they should have a microphone between him and the referee, and we should be able to hear them both. Yeah, you know, this isn't obvious right off the bat, so... And then we can scrutinize that.
You know what drives me
too?
More nuts than review, though? Is when a referee throws his flag.
Ugh.
And then they have to talk about it for like 45 seconds. Throw the flag. You obviously think it's holding on number 45. You run up to the head official and you say it's holding on 45. And then the ref does it. Sometimes it works pretty fast, but I hate it when somebody throws a flag and we have to have like a conference about it. We gather around and suddenly, like, I'm surprised at how many refs there are in an NFL game. When we do the gathering of the refs, suddenly there's 30 refs, like, in a scrum, just talking. Like, where did all these stripes come from?
Yeah, I believe there's supposed to be a total of 7.
It feels like 80 when they all get together.
Yeah, it just bothers me, and I agree with you. They should be, and some crews are better than others, but they should be sharp like that. It's this, it's that. Do you disagree with me? Why do you disagree with me? Okay. It should only be discussed if there's a disagreement. And there aren't like really huge disagreements that often.
You know, it happens too where a guy throws a flag and he just kind of forgot. Oops, I forgot who that was on.
Oh, right.
And you just got to like, I think it was on 12.
Yeah, maybe that's why they call it on number 60 and there's no 60 on the field.
Yeah,
number 60.
Throw it out there.
We'll let the play-by-play announcer figure it out.
Texter from John. Instant replay does slow the game down, but it also keeps guys out of dish duty. I guess we're providing jobs. I guess we're providing jobs if that's something. I've always been like this. I've always said I don't like instant replay. When it first came out, it was kind of cool, but we've just totally abused it now, and every team is taking on instant replay, or every sport is taking on instant replay. Everything must be reviewed, and now the players know that too. So when something happens, they're constantly looking over at their coaches like, throw the flag, challenge this thing, and we're just overdoing it. The NFL,
well, let's admit, we all love instant replay a lot more when it benefits the Broncos. And we hate it a lot more when
care.
It doesn't.
No, I don't care. If it doesn't, like I've been asked that. Well, Brady, what if it affects your team? I don't care. I just wipe it clean and then it's tough. We're all in the same boat. Let's do it. If I know that everybody's in the same boat, let's go. Instant replay should be removed. But maybe what Smitty's saying is good too. 30 seconds. Like we're going to do a pitch clock or pitch count. We got game clocks happening on the players. Let's do it on the refs too. You have 30 seconds. Go.
That's why you have a dude upstairs, and the white hat has 30 seconds to go. He has that. If he wants to look at it, he has that 30 seconds to run from wherever he is on the field to that iPad brought to you by Microsoft. I don't know what the Microsoft iPad is called. The Zoomer.
iPad.
Whatever.
Isn't it just an iPad?
I think
can
that's,
you get
that's
other
the
crap
Apple.
On the iPad? Like they're watching their plays and stuff. Can you get other things on there? Like if Melvin Gordon's pouting and he's like not involved in the game, can he just act like he's studying film, but really he's watching like Netflix or something? I wonder if they can access something else on the iPads.
Maybe that's why it takes so long.
Oh,
like they're like, oh, the new House of the Dragon trailers
yeah,
is
I'm
on. I want
to watch this trailer real quick. There's probably ads in the instant replay.
Oh,
because we're selling ads everything.
Go.
So it's like, get ready to watch this instant replay. But here, first, see this new hit show on CBS. And then they show like a 30-second clip.
No. How can I skip this? I can't skip. Oh.
There's an ad for everything. Guys want replays that are an hour and a half long so they don't have to watch the Hallmark Channel. Yeah, I guess.
No
you want
comment.
The game, you want the game to be longer? That's funny. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Check this event out. It's going to be fun. No instant replay here, bro. Battleground Pro Wrestling presents November Pain. Greeley Rec Center, November 5th. Doors open at 5:30. Former WWE superstar Brian Kendrick will be taking on Gino Told You So Rivera in the main event. Wrestlers from New Mexico, California, Indiana, Oklahoma, Nevada, and Colorado are all going to be on hand. Seating is limited, so make sure you get those tickets, pre-sale tickets, right now at BattlegroundProWrestling.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Search Battleground Pro Wrestling. 39 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
I want to thank one of our excellent sponsors. They've been with us for a while now, Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. OCR's Greeley campus is located on 16th Street in the Greeley Medical Clinic on the third floor, fully open, ready to take care of you and your family. For over 51 years, Orthopedic and Spine Center has been the specialist in the medicine of motion. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Don't forget, we have Football Friday coming up at 1. Some big games that all start breaking through a little bit of everything. I always ask Angel this, and you are biased, so I don't think I want to ask you. I always ask Angel, like, as we're getting set for Football Friday, what is the most intriguing matchup when we look at the games that I pick? Utah State at Wyoming, UC Davis at UNC, Hawaii at CSU, Boise State at Air Force, CU at Oregon State, Jets at Denver. And you have to be, like, I know you're going to say the Broncos because you drool all over the Broncos, but you need to be biased here. What's the most intriguing matchup?
The Broncos. I'm leaving out the Denver Broncos, and I'm saying Boise State Broncos.
Oh, look at you go. I'm impressed. That is the first that I've been impressed by you.
Oh, thank you. How long have we known each other? Since 2008?
Long time. Yeah, long time, buddy. But you just threw me for a loop there. So the Boise State Air Force game is the most intriguing one?
I would say so, because I think it's for close to the tops of the Mountain West. And I think, personally, Air Force is overrated.
I didn't until I watched, what was it, the Navy game? They barely beat Navy. But it was kind of, it feels like since the sanctions and everything came out, you know, and again, in terms of like how bad are these sanctions, the guys that were there are no longer there anymore. Assistant coaches were meeting with players in 2020 when it was a dead period. They weren't supposed to be talking to them. And I think, I don't even know what the actual punishment is because they can still compete for a bowl game this year. So they didn't lose that. I don't even know. Is it a fine? Is that what it is? Is a fine that Air Force just has to pay? Or they lose some scholarships. They lose all their scholarships, I think, for 1 year.
What bugs me is, like, if the people who did it aren't there, why is the school being punished?
Well, the coach is there. The head coach is there.
Okay, well, then
so he's
supposed
to be overseeing his staff. It's kind of like the Louisville thing with Patino. He was allegedly not involved in sex parties, but it was his staff that was putting them on. So
then that staff should be punished.
And the coach should be punished too, right?
Well,
that's part of being a head coach.
Too. Fine the coach. Take his money away.
Maybe they did. I don't know. I know that scholarships are the issue. Like, they took some scholarships away. I kind of think this Wyoming matchup is intriguing. Not because the matchup itself is like, oh, wow, Utah State and Wyoming. But because of what Wyoming can gain by winning this game. I mean, what are they? What did I say they were? 2-1 in the Mountain West Conference. They're 2-1, and Boise State's 3-0. So I think kind of the mix of the Boise State Air Force and then Wyoming, Utah State is really intriguing. And hell, man, Utah State, they're 2-1 in the conference, but their quarterback they have quarterback issues there for old Utah State. So I don't know. I'm kind of with you, probably. I'm shocked by your response, and I'm proud of you. Good job. 12:48 the time. We'll take a short break. I got to wrap up hour number two. Football Friday coming up at 1. I got my picks later on. I battled back to 500. It was a rough go for a while, but I battled my way back to 500. I have an 18-18 record. We are looking to soar past that this weekend. I've got the lay of the land now. There's no turning back. I know these teams like the back of my hand. Where is that? Where did I get that mole? 12:48 the time. We'll be right back.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Tell you about my friends at No Limit Collectibles. Maybe you're the collector. Maybe you are into sports memorabilia and cards, basketball cards, football, baseball, all that, and more, signed baseball bats and jerseys. No Limit Collectibles has it for you. They're in West Greeley, right by our friends at Cables, so you guys can do the whole show two for one. Stop by two great sponsors that help keep this program rocking and rolling, and that's No Limit Collectibles and Cables. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Do you think that Colorado State will finish better than fourth, worse than fourth, or right at fourth in when it comes to basketball? Obviously, with Isaiah Stevens going down, that was a rough, it's going to be a rough go for Colorado State. But how do you feel about this team? You know, John Tonjay is kind of probably going to be the leader, going to need to be the leader for this team on the floor. The preseason rankings for the Mountain West came out a little bit earlier, obviously, so they didn't know about Isaiah Stevens. Let's see where the Hooligans are going on this one. 56% saying below, 26% saying above, and 17% say right at fourth place. So, yeah, I mean, if Isaiah's there, then I think that's probably changing around to above. But this Mountain West Conference is good. I mean, San Diego State is going to be really good, and Wyoming's going to be really good. So the question will be, can CSU kind of get things right, maintain, keep their heads above water until Isaiah gets back? And listen, even without Isaiah, or with Isaiah, we had questions about this team. You know, how would they do without David Roddy? I know Rams fans wanted him to come back, but it was tough when he picked in the first round. And now you're seeing him, maybe he's a part of, you know, maybe he's kind of a big part of the plan. A lot of times in the NBA, you see guys take a rookie and they just kind of limp along with the team for their rookie year or so. Or maybe they fade, or maybe they're not good until year two. Or sometimes you get a Bones Highland situation where, okay, we like this guy, but I don't know how much of an impact he's going to make. Because of the Jamal Murray injury, you leaned on Bones Highland a lot more. And then you saw a rookie get a lot of meaningful minutes last season. Will David Roddy kind of be that guy? He had 13 minutes in the first game. Like I said, I was texting back and forth with him. And he said, hey, get my first points tonight. We're making it happen. Memphis Grizzlies, I don't even know who they're going up against. We'll see. Is he going to get his first points tonight? What do you think, Rams fans? I think he's going to, absolutely. They're at Houston. Let's get David Roddy in there. Let's get a few points. Football Friday coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.